This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Wayne Bell. Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you.
Couple of big television events this week. I should mention that Wayne writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Later this week, the Summer Olympics, arguably one of the last shared experiences in television that we have as a country, begin on NBC. And late last week, the Emmy nominees were announced. Those awards will be handed out in the fall. Let's start with the Emmy nominations first. Any surprises for you?
Three shows really seem to dominate on the drama side, which is where all the excitement is, because you kind of know on the comedy side. Yeah, Veep and Girls, two HBO freshman comedies, made it into a lot of races, but you do still kind of feel like it's Modern Family. But on the drama side, this is the first time that I can remember in the past, you know, couple years that it's been in the running, where Mad Men, you know, did very well, but it also clearly has some legitimate, you know, competition from Breaking Bad, which upped its total, I think, from the last time it was nominated for like 7, now it's up to like 13 or 14, so it did really well. And a lot of people thought it had the best season of any of them. And Downton Abbey, which made the transition from the movie miniseries category to the drama series category. Of course, last year it was up for movie miniseries and won a lot of Emmys. And this year it went up to the drama series category, and I'm a fan of Downton Abbey, and I thought it was going to get lost in the mix because it, you know, had so few episodes and so many of the character actors are unknown, you know, but those voters sought out those actors and found their names by popular ballot. And I was shocked to see some of them on the list and displace people that, you know, we all thought would be nominated, Kelsey Grammer or Hugh Laurie or, you know, to make room for these Downton Abbey actors. And, you know, whether you love it or roll your eyes at Downton Abbey, I mean, the acting is superb.
Yes.
So I was pleased to see that.
More than ever, we're seeing nominations go away from the basic broadcast television.
All six nominees this year
for drama
are from they're not from one of the four major networks. PBS has an entry for Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. Which they just acquired that from the BBC. And then you've got your, you know, HBO and Showtime and AMC. All those networks did really well across the categories. So, you know, it's a first, and it really tells you where the good TV is now.
All right. Good TV. We expect at least for some of the time during the Olympics, the opening ceremonies are Friday night. I would make this argument that the first reality television programming, mm-hmm. the Olympics, when ABC had the Summer Olympics back in the 60s and 70s, they started that up close and personal. You'd meet the athlete in this vignette first, this produced segment, and then you'd see them compete.
Right.
I think you can see the roots of reality television in a way in how the Olympics have been covered, because the Olympics are sport, no doubt about it, but because networks pay so much money for them, they have to attract wide audiences to be successful.
Right. And after ABC, I think it went to CBS
for a
while,
bit, yeah.
And then it went
and
to
NBC's had them,
NBC's
for, some
had
time.
Them for a while now. And, you know, it, you're right. It is the last kind of major shared experience where people get together and watch them. And, you know, I'm not a huge sports fan. I like some of the sports that are in both Summer and Winter Olympics, but I watch almost all the Olympics, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a testament to the experience, but it's also a testament to NBC. I mean, they do. It's the one thing NBC has right, and they're just, you know, holding on to hope with these Olympics. But they drag out Bob Costas, who's, you know, I think he does a great job, and just make it a really great experience to watch.
And they go all in. The Today Show is from there. The Nightly News will be broadcast.
MSNBC, Bravo, you name it,
USA,
online.
CNBC.
Yeah.
And you
can find pretty much anything at any time.
And you mentioned online. Last night, before I went to bed, I downloaded these apps that will allow me to watch any number of events. If I want to watch table tennis live,
right,
I can do it. If I want to watch team handball all the way through the pool play, I can. Well, I mean, you mentioned that you're not a big sports fan. But what is it about the Olympics that you do enjoy?
I think it's the camaraderie and getting together to root for, you know, certain athletes. And also, with the exception of basketball, which I think is kind of silly, I like the idea of it being amateur Olympians and amateur athletes. And so, you know, there's some big narratives that will come into London this year. The first one I can think of, which is completely unfair, is how's it going to stack up the opening ceremony to Beijing, which is ridiculous. I mean, Beijing had all those volunteers, and we'll use it.
Yes.
That's what Bob Costas, I heard this morning say it, and I thought, yeah, that's fitting. But you would expect in London for it to be less show and more, you know, kind of dignified. And the last time in Vancouver, that was the first Olympics post Beijing, and it was a nice event, but it wasn't Beijing. And then before we jump in, you know, as soon as that's over, we jump into wondering how the U.S., first of all, the big battle, I guess, the swimming battle between Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte. And, I mean, there's not much of a battle. I don't think Michael Phelps really has aspirations for more than what he needs, which is a couple more medals to put him in the all-time, you know, favorite. And then you go over to gymnastics, which is always a marquee event. And the U.S. women's team is the reigning world champion. And they have the reigning world champion in individual all around. And so, I mean, that should be interesting to see how that stacks up. I will say, everybody's saying, well, they've got it. They've got it in the bag. They've been the reigning world champion the last couple of Olympics, and Romania or China or somebody comes along. So it'll be interesting. We have won the all around the last few times, so that should be interesting. And then you go to tennis, and it's being played at the same courts that Wimbledon's played at, which is kind of strange. It may be jarring for those of us that are tennis fans to watch that and see all that signage and people wearing color on the lawns of the All England Club. But reigning Wimbledon champions that won a few weeks ago, Roger Federer and Serena Williams, will be in action. And then you go to track and field, you know, where you have, was it Usain Bolt?
Yes.
Who's injured, but...
Tyson Gay. Arkansas guy.
So it's always a good 14 days, and it's much needed for NBC.
Don't you think the big question is, can the Icelandic men's handball team repeat that miracle of 4 years ago? Don't you think that's the big question? It is for me.
I don't know what you're talking about, but if it's on, I'll watch it. I'll find it.
And, you know, Iceland and France are both in the same pool. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Well,
if you need handball updates, ask me.
If you need rhythmic gymnastics or synchronized swimming, then I guess you can ask me. Two events
deal.
I don't think we're going to do too well in with the U.S.
It's a deal. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for the FayettevilleFlyer.com.